This is The Unholy Union,
a podcast where you'll be subjected to highly offensive marital discourse.
If you do not feel insulted during this week's episode, don't worry, we'll try harder next week.
If you can relate to our ramblings, we want to be friends with you.
If you believe that we take it too far or our mouths are too much for you, then with as much love and sincerity as we can muster, you can suck it.
Welcome to The Unholy Union.
We're still alive in Florida.
That's how we're starting it. Okay. Yeah. We're going to dive right in. Today, we're going to talk about Florida.
What about Florida?
We live here.
Okay, and?
We've got a couple of topics to hit on, but first off, we moved to Florida in July of 2021. That took a second.
With a lot of unknowns.
A lot of unknowns. We left Virginia and drove both of our vehicles down, packed them up, as well as three pods. We had a lot of shit.
Yeah, I know. We shouldn't have brought half of it.
True. And made the move down, and we stayed in an Airbnb for 3 months?
Yeah, don't do that either.
It was very expensive.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, very expensive. But we stayed in the Airbnb for a while until we found what we hope to be our forever home. We found it in August. We did some renovation work to it and finally moved in September. So it's been almost a year and a half, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be, what, 2 years in July?
Yep, 2 years in July that we've been in Florida. It feels like a lot longer.
It does. It feels like we've been here essentially as much time as we were in Virginia.
I don't know about that. We were in Virginia for 30 years.
Yeah, that's a long time. But it does feel like we've been here a long time because the neighborhood that we're at and everything, everybody's welcoming. And it feels like we've known everybody here for a long time.
Yeah, it feels like we, what is the word, integrated or?
Yeah, we blended.
There you
blending.
Go. That's a good movie. But yeah, it feels like we did good. We did real good. This feels like home.
Real gooder.
So we wanted to kind of dive in a little bit into the state as a whole, but also focus on Tampa specifically and kind of talk about our I picked out the top five facts about Tampa for us to talk about.
So we're going to start with the good is what you're telling me.
We're going to start with the mild.
Okay.
We'll get into the crazy in a little bit.
Okay.
But did you know that Tampa actually has two nicknames?
Okay. Well, no, I did not. But what are they?
One is Cigar City.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that. I thought Ybor specifically was called Cigar City.
Which is in Tampa. Yes.
Okay, so Tampa as a whole is also called Cigar City?
Yes, It was the first, I think, if I'm reading that right, is the first manufacturer of Cuban cigars in the United States.
How does that make sense? How is it a Cuban cigar if it's manufactured in the United States?
I guess the tobacco they use?
Okay, whatever.
I don't know anything about cigars.
Me neither.
But it was it was the first place in the country to have a Cuban cigar manufacturing place.
Okay.
Great.
That sounds good.
Next one. So they compared it to New York as the Big Apple. Tampa Bay is the Big Guava.
Big Guava. I don't like it. It doesn't flow off the tongue.
Well, I think you need to put the brr in it.
What do you mean? There's no R's in there.
But you still got to put like a emphasis in there.
Okay, do it.
Big Guava.
I can't. It sounds German. Big Guava.
You gotta make it roll around in your mouth. It's also the lightning capital of the United States.
That is not true anymore.
I call bullshit.
Okay. I mean, there is a lot of lightning in Florida. Don't get me wrong.
Tampa Bay Lightning, the hockey team.
But I don't think Tampa Bay itself in Florida is the lightning capital of the U.S. anymore.
Why are you saying this?
Because I just found an article about it, and we're going to talk about ways to die in Florida here in a little bit. So let's deflect for a minute and finish the...
No, I want to do it. Okay, fine.
The favoritist parts or the facts about Florida.
Did you know that the Cuban sandwich was invented in Tampa?
Why? Is it? It doesn't make sense.
There were a lot of Cubans in the area.
I understand that, and I get that, like, culturally, but it sounds kind of like you buy a Cuban, and I thought that those things came from Cuba.
Nope. They actually were invented in Tampa.
Okay. So a Tampa, a Tampin. Ooh.
No, that will not catch on.
Those are sold in the grocery stores.
Moving on.
In the woman's section.
There's also in the greater... Let me know when you're back.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Also in the greater Tampa area, there is a manatee viewing center home to hundreds of manatees. They come what do they call that? The
mating?
Thank you. The mating season to a very specific place. There is a plant. I forget what they produce. Is it power?
Yeah, the water comes off of the generators or whatever. At this power plant, and that water around the power plant that they discharge.
It's warm.
Yeah, it's very warm. So they go there and they sperm it up.
Yes. It is not toxic water. It is just water that they pour out and it's warm.
As far as we know.
Well, so they say. And tons of manatees congregate there. It's actually really cool to see them.
Big old fat potatoes.
They do look like water potatoes. Also, that you can visit Cuba without leaving the United States. In Tampa, there is a park called the Jose Marti, I believe I'm saying that right, park, and it's actually owned by Cuba. There was a treaty back in the day. They have this plot of land, and they own it. So you can technically visit Cuba without leaving the United States.
Okay, so it's starting to make more sense that things that are Cuban are made in Florida.
For sure.
It's starting to make sense now.
So those were the top five things that I found interesting. There's one more, and I really debated as to whether or not I was going to say it. I'm going to. And it's not that it's, like, bad, but Ybor, we just talked about Ybor. It's in Tampa. It's actually one of the most haunted places in the world.
By what?
Supernatural ghosts.
Yeah, I know, but, like... There's always a reason why things are haunted.
I don't know.
What's the reason?
I don't know. It just said it's actually on a list of the most haunted places in the world, and Ybor is one of them.
Huh.
So,
because of all the people that died from lung cancer from smoking all the cigars?
I mean, you don't know. I do think there was a lot. I mean, there was the pirate Gasparilla.
Yeah, is that maybe what it is? It's supposed to be pirate-themed ghosts there?
I don't know. I don't know what exactly the ghosts are, what they have unfinished business with. But there's tunnels in
Ybor. Davy Jones.
No, there's tunnels underneath the city in Ybor that they say was used either by the mob or just like to for the prohibition, getting alcohol through the city.
Not surprised.
Yeah, so there's a lot of oddities in Ybor, it sounds like. I kind of want to visit, but at the same time, I'm kind of scared now.
No, I'm going. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Right now.
Okay.
Bye.
And we're back. Just kidding. So those were the top six things, I guess, then, about Tampa that I found interesting. Any facts that you have learned about Tampa that you want to talk about?
Facts? No, not really.
Okay, great. Moving on. So the next thing about Tampa, here we go with the weird and the crazy. 100 ways to die. This is actually, I think, more Florida-centric, not just Tampa.
Right. I mean, Tampa seems very tame compared to the rest of Florida, to be honest with you.
Maybe, I guess.
It does.
Well, let's talk about it. So we both picked our top five ways to die in Florida, and we decided we were going to share them with you. So,
yeah. Just know, though, that Florida is really not all that bad.
We'll get there.
Sensationalized a lot, and we're doing our part to make sure it's more sensationalized here.
All the fun. So my top five from this article that we found, 100 Ways to Die, number one was leprosy from an armadillo.
Yeah, don't have sex with armadillos.
Sex? I thought it was just like, it's petting them.
Yeah, I know, but.
But you just decided to go, okay, all right. There used to be a lot of carnivals, I guess. What were they called? Like the.
The what? The carnies?
Yeah, but like, what were they? Like Lobster Boy. He was in like those like mysterious or malformed. I can't remember what they were called.
I don't know. Curiosities type
there
things.
There you go. There was a lot of that going on. So maybe it happened at one of those.
Oh, I guarantee it. No, I don't. But, you know, people are strange.
Okay. next one is the Orlando cobra.
I saw this.
All of the, what's on the list?
I know, but is this native?
I don't know. There are so many weird animals in Florida. Like, I can't get over this.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of them are invasive.
Yes, very true. But armadillos being number one.
Armadillos.
Right? To me, like, that's weird. We have them in Florida. It's weird.
Wait, that's number one what? Weird animal?
Yeah, a weird animal to me in Florida.
I got you.
There's panthers.
Yes. Which is very strange. I think that's strange, too.
And apparently there's cobras.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that did that escape from a zoo or something?
I have no idea. So I'm flabbergasted with all those strange animals that are in Florida.
There's a fucking cobra running around.
Well, this next one, there's also apparently flying sharks.
Oh, no, you stole mine.
That was one of yours.
The one that ejected out of the car?
Yeah, the flying shark on I-95.
Imagine if you were driving down the road and there's a fucking...
Especially 95. Like, I-95 goes, I think, like, way up northeast, all the way down into Florida. It's a big, busy road. It sucks. Lots of traffic.
Right.
Could you imagine a shark? Just forget Final Destination and all the logs. Like, we're moving on to sharks now. New fear.
Well, that thing... I'm just confused. Like, if it did happen... It didn't kill anybody. The shark... unfortunately died, but it didn't kill anybody itself. But what would it have done if it was launched into somebody's car? Would it have mauled everybody in there? And then,
well, it can't really move. It's not in water. So
but it still could flop around.
I guess the driver at the very least would get eaten, I would think. I don't know. Okay.
Oh my God.
Next one. I thought this was kind of interesting. A jet ski accident with an astronaut. Can only happen in Florida.
What?
Yep. Because in Cape Canaveral, I believe that's the place, they do a lot of the liftoffs and they do a lot launches. Of NASA, the SpaceX, do a lot of launches. They also bring them back in that same general area.
Oh, did they bring them back on top of somebody?
Apparently.
Oh, did they die?
I don't know. But there was an accident with a jet ski and an astronaut who had just come back. So... fun facts about Florida.
Oh, my God. How unlucky do you have to be?
My very last thing was what may crawl out of a toilet.
Oh.
This is a fear that unlocked when we moved here. And you and our daughter have a problem with putting the toilet seat down, like the lid down.
Oh, we don't do it.
You do not put the lid down.
That's just a waste of time.
No.
Yes.
One, when you flush, the lid needs to be down because of all the bacteria and particles that fly out of that toilet. Two, there's things that can crawl out of it now.
I know. That actually happened in our neighborhood just recently. I think during the hurricane, because of all the water, I think a frog was crawling through the pipes in somebody's house or something like that.
Oh, gosh. So,
Oh, gosh.
At the very least, I am asking you publicly on this forum to please put the lid, not just the seat, the lid down.
Okay, I shall not.
Helpful. What are your top five?
So going to Taco Bell, the driver in front of you could be drunk and their car could be on fire.
That is very common in Florida.
Yes. So this guy.
Not the Taco Bell and drunk part. I mean, I'm sure that is too, but the car on fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so weird. I don't get it. I've seen more cars on fire here than I have on TV.
Right. It's crazy. So we determined that it's probably because they don't require inspections or...
safety inspections or emissions.
Right. That's not a requirement to drive a vehicle in... well, I don't know if it's all of Florida, but we'll just speak for Tampa in that instance. But it's not a requirement, so people essentially drive these vehicles into the ground.
Which is perfectly fine, in my opinion.
Absolutely. As long as it is safe, it is perfectly fine.
Yeah, but the problem with that is who's determining if it's safe?
Well, I guess the driver.
Well, and the cops will pull you over if they see your blinkers are out or you're not.
Your fender's falling off.
Right. They're going to say, hey, you need to tape that thing up there.
Use some you're going to keep driving this.
Use some fishing line or something or dental floss to tie that thing back. So,
but I guess it's not holding anybody accountable. And not that the government should. I don't believe that. We've talked about that already. I don't believe that the government needs to be involved in private lives or business. But... there's nobody holding anybody accountable, so these cars are just blown up.
So what?
Yep.
Well,
just
this
traffic,
guy,
so more traffic.
Let me finish this story about the dude catching fire. So he was drunk. He was drunk. He passed out in the drive-thru at Taco Bell, and his foot was on the gas. He had the car in park, so his foot was on the gas. So he essentially just high RPM that car until the engine caught fire.
Good grief.
Well, obviously Taco Bell employees had to call the cops, and the cops came and they said, let me get your driver's license and registration. And he gave them a taco for their driver's license and registration.
I mean, did he get a ticket or was the taco enough?
No, I'm pretty sure he went to jail. Oh my goodness. But that's one of mine. The next one is the lightning strikes. We talked about that earlier. So, Florida, lots of lightning. We actually lost the title in 2020 to Oklahoma.
Hmm.
Did you find that interesting?
Very.
I had no idea that. I thought that Florida and Tampa, and specifically, was the top in the country forever. Like, that's just the way it is. But nope. So what do you think number two is on the lightning strikes
in the country besides Tampa and Oklahoma?
Besides, well, Oklahoma actually fell four places and they're number five. Number two.
Maybe somewhere in Texas?
Texas is number three, but number two is Louisiana.
Huh.
Which, it makes sense. Hot, humid.
Yeah.
Rains a lot, storms a lot.
For sure.
All that good stuff. So what do you think is the least?
Seattle.
Washington is on there. That is the second least active state, but the lowest lightning in the U.S. is Alaska.
Huh.
Which makes sense.
I don't know if that does.
Why not?
Because isn't there a phenomenon called like snow lightning?
Yeah. Thunder snow, I think is what it's called.
Something like that.
Yeah, that crazy weather man, he got super excited on YouTube over that. I can't remember that guy's name, though.
Yeah. So I guess it makes sense because it's not hot and humid, but at the same time, like, there's still thunder snow.
Yeah, but I don't know. My next one is getting bit by a shark or, you know, killed by a shark.
Well, yeah, I think that's pretty common. Doesn't seem that odd.
Well, it's not common. I think there was like 24, don't quote me, but like 24 shark attacks.
Well, the entire state is a beach.
Yes.
So,
but we are actually, New Smyrna Beach in Florida is the top in the world for shark attacks.
In the world?
In the world.
When you have great white sharks that are jumping out of the water to get seals down in, what is that, Cape Hope or whatever it's called?
I have no idea.
In like South Africa. Anyways, but you have these sharks jumping out of the water, like 10 feet out of the water to get the... I'm doing a lot of hand gestures.
Yeah, she's about to hit me.
And I am not. I would never.
No, you're not on purpose.
Just to clarify.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't add us. Okay, so sharks jumping and were the number one. That's strange.
Yeah. I guess I don't really know why or what the reason behind that would be. Maybe just packed beaches all the time or what? I have no idea. I don't know. So next is a lady named, this is a real name, by the way, Crystal Metheny, launching a missile into your car.
Into whose car?
I don't know. They didn't describe the person that was the victim of said crime, but yeah, Crystal Metheny was arrested on May 5th, 2014 for shooting an offensive missile into a vehicle. I wanted to know, what the fuck is an offensive missile? Is it a dildo? Like, what could that be?
I don't know.
What is an offensive missile?
I'm still stuck on the name. Can we go back to that for a second? Did she change it, you think, or?
She could. I mean, it's hard for me to read this article about it because her name is Crystal Metheny. It's Methey. So it's not even spelled right. But yeah, part of this article, they brought up another person. It's a Florida man and his name was Edward Cocaine. So it's not.
They had to change it.
I don't know. Crystal Metheny, her parents, I'm sorry. I feel for you.
Well, if your last name is Cocaine, too, was your family involved in the mafia or the cartels? That's the word.
I have no idea. That's some crazy shit, though. Crystal Metheny launching dildos into people's cars. I mean, when I read offensive missile,
a cop friend.
So many freaking things went through my head. Yeah.
We need a cop friend and ask them what an offensive missile.
Oh, sorry. The language is shooting an offensive missile into a vehicle. What could that be? I have no idea.
How do you shoot a dildo?
I don't know. Well, I'm not saying it's
a
dildo.
Bow and arrow? Like,
I have no idea. I'm just confused.
Or did she put a dildo in RPG? RPG.
Yeah. Rocket RPD. Rocket propelled dildo.
I get it.
Okay. And then... So our next thing, didn't we want to do the Florida man test?
Was that all of yours?
Yeah, essentially, because you stole.
Oh, the shark.
Yeah.
Oh.
Baby shark flying out the window.
Ding, ding. Okay. Okay, yeah, we can move on to our Florida man events.
So can you explain the test?
Yes.
And I think everybody should do this because it is awful.
It's actually really funny. So what you're supposed to do is in Google, like you've seen all these things on Facebook or whatever, social media, your birthday equals this. So what you're supposed to do is Google Florida man and then put in your birth month and birthday after it. See what results pop up. They're freaking hilarious.
It's awful. Florida's weird, man.
My birthday wasn't as good, to be honest with you. But
what is wasn't as good as what?
As some of the like other dates I saw.
Yeah.
But mine was Florida man wrecks the liquor shop and blames a caterpillar.
What the?
He said that a caterpillar smoking a hookah. Told him to do it.
Oh my God. Is this from like Alice in Wonderland or something? That's
right. Exactly. So he must have been watching Alice in Wonderland and either did bath salts or was just, you know, high off of weed or whatever. And he said a caterpillar made him do it.
He fucking wrecked the liquor shop. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Well, mine is... Florida man arrested for having sex with miniature horse on multiple occasions.
Oh, that poor mini horse.
Poor mini horse. Yeah, that's gross. First of all, it was a 21-year-old of Citra. Did you even know that there was a Citra in Florida?
I thought there was a citrus, but...
I don't know. Whatever. C-I-T-R-A. And they said a witness came forward... saying she saw it as well, and Sardo admitted that he had sex with the horse, and it was more than one time. And then, this is what was very strange to me. He said he used a condom each time because he didn't want to get a disease from the horse. I'm like, bro, you're fucking a horse. What are you have a disease in your brain.
Yeah. I mean, let's go back to the idea of the curiosities that used to be, like all those circuses. This was something they used to do, right? Like the horse would fuck a woman or vice versa. Yeah, this is
a bit much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how you, like, what is that dude going to do for work?
Hey, could he not get a girlfriend? Like...
I don't know. I don't. Some people just feel like they've got to do the taboo, I guess. I don't know. And I find that to be very disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I think that goes right into our next topic, which is the stigma of Florida. I think we kind of hit the nail on the head with why there is such a stigma about Florida that it's crazy, wild, wild west. It's
yes.
The Australia of the U.S.
I've heard it was the armpit of the U.S.
All the things, right? Yeah. If you look at it from like a global view and turn it upside down, it looks like the Grinch, apparently. Like there's all these things, right? Florida to other people is crazy.
Yes.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the Florida man.
Oh, 100%. Look at this fucking guy, a horse. Come on, a mini horse.
I think a lot of it has to do with that. And they actually have a Netflix series out now called Florida Man.
Yeah.
And it's not what I thought it was going to be. So I'm kind of iffy on it right now.
Yeah,
but
it should do more like a America's Funniest Home Video type deal, except America's Florida Man videos or something like that.
If we're going to see mini horse.
No, like, they obviously you cut it out and you make it PG and shit so everybody can watch it. But there is a ton of stuff here that people do that is very fucking weird.
Well, I think that is a big part of it, right? It's also sensationalized. There's a lot of things that go on in Florida that are sensationalized, like spring break, right? We all remember the days of Real World when they would film down here in Florida. Siesta Key was a big big season. The idea of spring break and Girls Gone Wild and like all those things. So it makes Florida seem like it's either party town or crazy, right?
Yeah, for sure. And to be fair, though, those times it does get a little crazy down here.
Not in the areas.
Not outside in areas of where there.
We live, like in suburbia, right? Or in the more.
People live in Siesta Key, though. Do you think they like dealing with that shit?
True. But, you know, the more like family oriented areas. When we first moved here, it was weird to see so much farmland.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, there is so much agriculture in Florida. It's strange to me. Because, again, I think I had the same mentality of spring break and Real World and all these things that were like party town or Disney. Like, that's what you think of when you think of Florida.
Right.
But in actuality, there is life here. Like, there is family. It's, you know, home. It's there's all those aspects that I don't think the news or anything else hits on. It's
absolutely.
All the negative.
It's 100%. I mean, that's what the news is nowadays. Is it's negative after negative. There's no, like, hype stuff anymore. It's all bad. Like, this horse thing. Fucking write about something else. Damn.
It was a slow news day that they had to write about that.
But there's plenty of great things in Florida. It's an awesome state to be in. It's hot year-round. Not hot year-round, but your kids can play almost the entire year outside.
Mm-hmm.
I think the community pools that you can go to, they're open year-round. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Virginia, our community pool, it would shut down from like, what, September to May?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck? It's crazy.
Yep.
Now here you have ample opportunity to go to a pool. We went to a pool on Christmas last year.
That was fun.
Yeah. And it's a weird feeling knowing that if you have family in another state, that they can't do that.
Right. They're stuck inside because it's cold.
You're right.
Where we were shoveling snow. Yeah. Where we were at the beach in December and March. I mean.
Yes. And then you hear the things about Siesta Key being that party area and all that. But there's the entire state is a coastline.
Right.
So there's plenty of beaches that are not like that.
Exactly.
If that's not your scene. Now, that is some people's scene. It's just not mine.
Right.
We didn't move down here to be a partier or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I will admit, too, that it is kind of funny seeing all these stories about weird shit.
Well, I think, once again, that's one of the things about Florida, right? Mm-hmm. You are never bored here.
For sure. You can't. It's hard to be bored here. In Virginia, you'd stay inside in the winter and the skies were gray and you'd look out the window and you'd be like, I wish I could go out there, but it's cold and frigid. Mm-hmm. And
seasonal depression.
Yeah, seasonal depression.
Real thing.
I would get that shit bad every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't take it anymore. So guess what?
We moved.
Let's drive an EV to Florida to take 24 hours.
One of these days, we're going to do a whole story about our move to Florida and actually dive in deep to it.
Yeah, it's hard.
I think for now, let's talk about our favorite things to do in the Tampa metropolitan area. Did you know that the Tampa metropolitan area actually stretches all the way to Sarasota?
I'm not surprised.
I was.
No, I mean,
I would think Sarasota would be its own, but it's not.
A lot of olds there.
Yeah, but it's a very nice area.
Yes, for sure.
So, favorite thing. You pick one, I'll pick one. We can go back and forth until we're done.
Fishing.
Ugh.
I love fishing. You can fish everywhere in Florida. There's a pond. You could be blindfolded, just walk straight. Well, you can't because you'll die by a gator or a cobra in Orlando or something. But if you could somehow be protected, blindfold yourself and just walk straight, you will run into a pond within 5 minutes.
Yes, or you could just dig and you'll run into water.
There's going to be no fish in there.
Okay.
No, but the point is, though, is fishing here is insane. It's amazing. There's
freshwater fishing and
saltwater. I mean, obviously, you got oceans on both sides, or not oceans. You got a Gulf on one side and the ocean on the other, but the fishing is awesome. Even if you're fishing in your neighborhood, there's ponds everywhere to catch bass and tilapia, things like that.
Our daughter and me, we're not big fans of the fishing.
I wish you were.
But yeah, we'll go and enjoy the scenery, or if there's a park nearby, we'll hang out. But
see, and I use that fishing. I use that as a mental thing, like present moment stuff, being in the moment instead of focusing on, like, well, we'll just say work or
phone,
whatever, screen time, all that. You take it away. You go out there, you cast a couple in. You might not catch fish, but guess what? You're out in nature. And that's the thing about Florida, too. Nature, yes, it's scary here, but it is also awesome. We have an insane amount of birds. It's like fucking Jurassic Park here. They're sandhill cranes down here. They're like, what, 4 feet tall, I think?
Yeah. Something. Well, I think they could be 5.
Yeah, maybe. But they're huge birds. And these birds fly. They can fly. You see them flying through the air, and they're extremely loud.
Sound like pterodactyls. Yeah. Loud.
They can fly, and that is insane. You see them think, and you're like, that's a spaceship.
No, it's a pterodactyl. Yeah. This is what they evolved to.
But it's just an awesome place to experience being outside and enjoying nature as it being untouched. Like you said, there's lots of farmland. Florida's flat. You can hike, and it's not a hard hike. There's something about it here that you can't really experience anywhere else. When they say Australia of the United States, they mean it.
Well, I think one of my favorite things is the family atmosphere. Like, yes. I know our neighborhood is built for families. Like, that's what it is. But I get that sense in almost every area we go. Even when we go to a baseball game or a hockey game, or it's very family centric.
Right.
Kids are involved in everything.
Yes.
You go out to dinner and it's just, I don't know, maybe it's just the Southern hospitality.
And I think that's a big part of it, because everybody, they try, servers, waiters, waitresses, they all try to include your kid in the experience. Even if you're just going to, a little breakfast joint, they will ask your kid what they want and not you.
Yep.
Instead of, just trying to get it, hurry up and get your order in or whatever. They'll sit there and talk to your kid and try to make them feel welcome and all that stuff.
Yeah. So I feel like that has been huge for me and for our family, to have that type of environment and to allow our daughter to have more freedom, if you will. Like, to be able to explore with her world that is...
And grow.
Right. That is bringing her into the mix.
Yes. She feels like she can talk to grown-ups now, and I don't know. It's just a very weird transition. I mean, it's not a bad transition, but it's just different.
Because I don't want to sound like we're bashing Virginia. Like, we spent 30 years of our lives there. We had great lives there.
Yeah, nothing wrong.
As far as work and, the schools, and there was nothing wrong with Virginia.
You know, I do feel like it's a lot of Virginia where we were. Where we were was more geared towards the working adult. I mean, we were in Northern Virginia.
And it was very rat race.
Yes. It was rush, rush, rush. And it was all about career.
Right.
Family, or your family. I was like back burner stuff. That's what it felt like to me. Now, other people might feel different, but
for sure,
that's how I felt. It was like,
it seriously felt like it was all restaurants or workplaces. Yes. Like, that was the basis of the entire metropolitan DC area.
No fun stuff,
right? Like, you can go into the city, DC, and do museums and stuff, but outside of that, like in, quote unquote suburbia, like where families live,
yeah,
it just felt like it was your house and that's it.
And then 500 Paneras and Chick-fil-A. Right. And that was it.
Right. So it just didn't feel like it feels here in Florida, where it's more family centric. Your kid is constantly involved. There's a million things to do.
Yes.
From beach to Disney to Busch Gardens to, I mean, the zoo. Like, there's just a million things to do. I don't know. It just feels good.
Well, and there's museums here, too. There's a ton of museums. I just feel like a museum, it's like a one and done.
For sure.
You go in there. Obviously, they change out exhibits and all that. But you go in there and you're like, all right.
Saw it once.
That was really cool. But am I going to go back? Probably not.
Right.
I'm not going to go back there and see the same art piece or whatever it is and look at it and have new perspective.
Right.
I'm not a fan of all that stuff anyway, so.
You are uncultured.
Yeah, you're right. I'd rather go fishing.
Uh-huh. Well, I think those were all the topics for today. Any closing remarks on Florida?
On Florida? Don't take the weird as that's how it is everywhere. It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome place to be, especially if you do your research. We said this before on the podcast. Find a spot that's geared towards what you want out of Florida, and it's going to be here. If you want a party, there's plenty of fucking places to party.
For sure.
But if you want a family-friendly atmosphere, There's plenty. There's plenty of places for that, too.
You should have went with that.
There's a plenty. I mean, you've got Disney down here. It's obviously going to be family-oriented type stuff.
Yes. Orlando has a lot of traffic, though, so if you're willing to deal with that. But if you're a Disney nerd and want that type of atmosphere, go for it.
Right. Exactly. It's awesome. But I also wanted to bring up our new stuff that we've developed for the podcast.
You want to talk about
Bruno? We don't talk about Bruno.
No, we don't, because we want to talk about merch.
Yeah, we've got a new.
You missed that.
We've got a new website, unholyunionpodcast.com, which also has a merch store attached to it.
Too late. You missed it.
store.unholyunionpodcast.com. We sell mugs. We have a yoga mat on there.
Ooh.
I don't know why I would buy a yoga mat, but I'm very, 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 very excited to buy it.
I'll use it.
But I won't. But we've got all kinds of stuff, coffee mugs, anything that you want. If there's also a thing you want us to put up there, I'm sure I could make it happen. You could email us through the website. There's a contact us form. Or if you want to know something about Florida or about us, send us a message through the contact form on the website. And what else do we got?
We got a bunch of social media.
That's all linked through the website as well. So instead of trying to do a roll call and figure out what our handles are for each one of those, you can check the website or the show notes. I have embedded all that into our show notes.
Yep. And our social media will have all the articles that we talked about here today.
Yep.
So you ready for our kid talk?
Yeah. We got to ask our daughter how she feels about Florida after we went through all this good stuff.
Let's do it.
So what are we going to ask you?
What is your favorite thing to do in Florida?
Go to the beach, go to the pool, play with my friend, go to school.
What else? Anything else?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's 100% Florida.
How is it different living in Florida from Virginia?
From Virginia, but it doesn't snow.
It doesn't snow, but you don't like that it doesn't snow, right? Or do you? I mean, you said you wanted to see snow again.
Pennsylvania, I do, actually.
You want to see snow in Pennsylvania? Okay. Well, what else do you like about Florida that we didn't have in Virginia?
Like in Florida?
Yes.
Friends.
That's true. Our neighborhood was very, very, very lacking in the friends department. What else? What is your least favorite part about Florida?
Nothing.
Nothing? You just like it?
Yeah. I have an idea. The bugs.
Oh, yeah.
June bugs are getting ready to come back.
June bugs?
Isn't that what they're called?
Oh, they're love kissing bugs. Yeah, love bugs.
Look at you. You corrected both of us.
Yeah, love bug season's coming, and that's your favorite, where you can't even see the windowsills outside because they're full of bugs.
Oh, please don't get me grossed out.
Well, what would you say to somebody who said, I don't want to live in Florida?
I'd say, it's okay. It's Virginia. It's cold. It rains on you. It snows on you. And there's tornadoes.
There's tornadoes.
Well, we have hurricanes.
All right.
Okay. Anything else about Florida?
Nothing. All right.
Well, thanks.
That wraps us up for today.
Florida.
Florida is awesome.
Yep. According to an 8-year-old, too.
My mom wanted to live in Florida because it was too cold in Virginia.
That's right. All right now.
And it was snowing.
Bye, meow.
Bye, meow, 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 meow. It's what you do with the things you love.